About 7 years ago, I was introduced to Ezot Shehata through my former church, Silver Hills Community Church. I was moved by his passion to reach the lost, specifically in the Muslim world. He says he is a man without a country. He is Egyptian, his wife is Iraqi, and since I've known him, he has spent time in North Africa in an undisclosed country, and now is serving in the work of ministry through Operation Transit in southern Spain. So it's my privilege to welcome to preach the ministry of the word today, Ezot Shehata.
Thank you. Expect me preaching Arabic today. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's really an honor and a privilege that I be with you this morning. And you gave me this opportunity to share the word of God. And because of faithful people like you, brother and sister in Christ, that we keep doing God's work, reaching the lost from North Africa. And thank you for your partner. Thank you for sending teams. Brother Danny came with the team and they did a great job and impacted in many lives as they gave the word of God to the lost in North Africa. And it's really privilege that our God is great God. The privilege is, as our great God, He's not His infinity. Is not limited with one language or one direction. Our great God, we can gathering together with different language, with different countries. We can come together to worship Him, give glory to Him. So thank you again for this great opportunity and pray that the Lord speak to our heart this morning. I'm not coming here to teach you. No, I'm just, you give me this opportunity, I share with you what I need to do the steps to grow and go with the Lord day by day. Amen? Let's start reading together. Yeah, please, we stand together, read Matthew 6. Matthew 6, 5 to, yes. Can we pray together? Let's pray. And when you pray, do not be like for the love, standing in the same rock and on the street of mine. You seen my man. I tell you that they have received their right. But you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to the Father. Is conceived. Then your Father, who sees the heart of silence, will reward you. And when you pray, do not use your mouth. For they blame you when you found. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you do before you ask Him. This is Him who has to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our gifts, as we also have. Yeah. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For it is your giving name that they sing against you. Your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do unforgiving man, the Father will not. Amen. Have a good seat. As we read the Old Testament call for Abram, right, as Pastor Jay read it this morning, and this morning we, the message today, the title is Call for Prayer, or What Can Praying Do? You know, Jesus, when teaching the disciples this teaching about the prayer, I believe he knows that in 618 after Christ, there is new religion will come. He's not talking about hypocrite, but he's talking about people today, the assuming worshiping God. I'm not. They pray in the corners. I have been see this and grew up with this. Praying in the corners. Try to make signs here in them head to show that a good prayer. They try to be visible to everybody. Try to show that they praying to God, assuming is the only God or the truly God. They're not. When I grew up with Arab Muslims country and I lived this together, maybe you didn't have this experience that you see people in the corner of the street stand in the top of stone, they try to pray. And the prayer is just 5 times a day. But the Bible teaches us a lot about how to pray. And praying according to the Bible, according to our great God, according to our love God. He loves us. Prayer really changes things, arranges life and you. It's good for your diagnosis, gives peaceful sleep at night, and fills the gray day with rays of glowing light. It puts a smile open your face, a love note in your tone. It makes you fit to live with others and fit to live alone. Prayer, it brings God down from heaven to life and work in you by the Holy Spirit. What a great God, we worship Him. We have a great privilege. As our great God, He created all the world. And He, when we sin, we cry. When we sin, we ask Him. Even without asking Him, the Holy Spirit work in our heart and communicate with Him. And He communicates with us. You know, as you know, there is a different prayer in the Bible. There are about 650 different prayers in the Bible. I will not go for all of them today. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Okay. For example, lifting up our souls to God. This we find it in Psalm 25. When? O Jehovah, do I lift up my soul? Also, we pouring out our heart to God. We find this awesome Psalm 62:8. Yeah, people, pour out your heart before Him. And also, a crying out to God. Psalm 86:3. Do I cry all the day long? Coming before the throne of grace. And pray is a spiritual sacrifice and that the fruitful of our lips. This we find in Hebrews 13:15, drawing close to God and friendship, fellowship, and trust Him. You know, one day I got a phone call from a friend of mine in Malaga. He's a missionary from Finland. And he said, Izzet, there is a man from North Africa, his name is Saeed. He's searching for the truth and he wants to know more about the Lord. Are you willing to help him? I said, sure. That's why I'm here in Spain. As I'm speaking Arabic. And and some English. And I got his contact and I made arrangement with him. So I called him. So I said, Saeed, we can meet in this shopping center and coffee shop. He said, yes. So Saeed, we met. We went together. So I met him. Before he said, he just shake my hand. He said, Izza, listen. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Christian. I'm lost. I said, okay. And he said, I sat down and we said, he said, we said, and to start share with him the love of God. And to start to share with him how can be reconciled with the great God through Jesus Christ. And to share with him complete message. And I offered him if he wanted to pray. I said yes. And he prayed with tears. Can you imagine two men sitting in coffee shop and shopping center, one is crying and one is praying? 3 days later, he came. I do the follow-up with him. Before he entered the car, he said, Isaac, listen. I said, yes. I feel like I born again. I said, exactly. This is what happened. And our great God, his great God, is willing to hear our pain, our joy, our struggle. And Said is grooming with the Lord now. He's part of the International Arabic Church. Praying defined in poetic terms of man as communion and communication. Communion and communication. And that's the way we can sit anywhere. We can stand anywhere. We can lie down anywhere. We call our great God, Lord, I'm tired. Really, I'm tired. Lord, help me to understand what's going on. Communication with great God, and he's willing to listen and hear us. The oil of that keep the evangelistic engines of the first century Christian running. You know, when we were in North Africa and Mauritania for 7 years, that's really close country. And we are the first Arab missionaries in Mauritania. And it's really close country, as Pastor Dan said. You know, we tried to communicate with people. And we decided, me and my wife, that we'll go around. Do not prayer walk, we'll do driving walk prayer. And we drove around almost every single day. What amazed me and my wife, that number of times, the places we go around, we prayed, we found there is seed, there is fruit, there is Christian, there is people willing to hear about Jesus. And what a great opportunity. And it's as it was in the first century, still today. For close countries, prayer is the engine of the first for today as well. The effort of man to teach God as we lay down and we ask the Lord, help us, Lord, to do your work. Sometimes it's hard to accept. Sometimes it became like something crazy we have to do. Sometimes we find, oh, that's simple, that's easy. Oh, I can do something more than that. The breathing process of the Christian soul is part of the prayer. Bringing our certain emotional state into the presence of God. Presence of God, we freely can be free from tomorrow. Whatever in your spouse or your husband, your friend, your best friend. But there is limit. But with the Lord, there is no limit. And a great secret. He's faithful. And he can talk our weakness or our sin and what we'll do. He bought it in the internet, right? He will do it in the internet? No! He will throw it in the sea with the storm. No one can know. Can you imagine today with the age of technology that start to do technology that they try to avoid people making a lot of crime and try to make the world is peaceful. So somebody thinking, okay, what we'll do? It's okay, we'll do small chip. This is chip when you put it somewhere and it makes screen up when you get out in the street in your head and tell you what happened for the last week and what you will be do for the next 2 days. I'm not sure how many one will be in the street. Personally, I will not go to the street. I don't know about you, but our great God, He knows our deepest details. But He still loves us. And He still cares of us. And He still gives us hope and joy. And will be light, as He tells us to be light in the world. We must listen to God in public if we would have God listen to us and pray. Boundless, he said this, we must live for God out of the closest if we would meet God in the closest. We must listen to God in a public if we would have God listen to us in private. Prayer. It's not new subject at all. It's not new topic at all. It's something wow. But it is needed for me, for you, for everybody. If you do it, keep doing more and more. If you're not, God remind myself and everyone in this room that prayer is the resource of joy, the resource of reaching the lost, of the resource of knowing the willing of God, is the resource to know the God's word. It's a resource to love God, to know Him, to obey Him, to be close to Him. When, who, how to pray? Who has the right to pray? God will answer the prayer of what? For His children. This is according to Matthew 6, 6. You know, my son Matthew, he's 13 years old now, and we have 2 children, Matthew and Judy, 13 and 7. Matthew one was 5 years old, and he, all the time, he asked Jacqueline, my wife, that, Mom, why I didn't have a brother or sister? And, because we did all the check with the doctor that the thing, she cannot be a pregnant anymore. She had a problem and she cannot be a pregnant anymore. And Matthew, all the time he asked us, and I was traveling to one of the conference, and he asked Jackie, Mom, why didn't have a brother and sister like this friend, like this one, like this? Jackie told him, listen, Matthew. Medically, I cannot have a baby anymore. But, if you want to pray and God can do miracle, yes, you can. He said, okay. And he stood up, he put his hand, Lord, I pray that give me a sister. And he started praying. Next day, he said, Mom, I need to pray for you again. And he stood, Lord, I need a brother and sister, I need twins. And later on, he started keeping prayer to his mom to get a sister. And he insists to get a sister. Few months later, we discovered Jacqueline, she is pregnant. And we went to the doctor, he's a Muslim doctor, and he knows the situation of Jacqueline. And he said, the only way you can have a baby with miracle, and Jacqueline went to him and said, when he said, you are pregnant, he said, well, pregnant, miracle happened because my son, he prayed. So we tried to teach Matthew, that can be a boy, or as a girl, I said, no. She's a girl, she's my sister, and they will give her name Judy. Matthew, please. No, she's my sister, Judy. Matthew, please. He refused to listen to us. And he keeps saying, this is my sister, Judy. And we went to the doctor to do ultrasound, and we were there, and doctor, do you want to know the baby? He said, yes. Said he did. He looked, he said, she's a girl, and Matthew looked at us. I told you, this is Judy. And he feels this is his own. Sometimes when we come to pray to the Lord, we need to be like this child. Trust the Lord. The more we know, the more we have knowledge. The more we travel, the more we have communication. Sometimes we make the simplest complicated because of our knowledge. God, He wants us to trust Him. God, He wants us. He answered us as His child. Matthew, he accepted Jesus when he was 5 years old, maybe before that for 2 months. And God answered the prayer for the righteous people. Proverbs 15:29. And also, God, He answered the prayer for the obedience. The more you obedience God, the more you see His hand for every single day. And also, holy man. 1 Timothy 2:8. That's characterized by godly living. This is the way, holy man. When the more you be close to the Lord, the more the image of the Lord reflected you. Like Moses, 40 days in the mountain. When he come down, what happened? Please, Moses, close your eyes. Just put something in your face. Because his face was what? Shining. You know, as a child, we're the children of God. We are light. We are soul. And we are aroma of Christ. When you bought a nice perfume, you didn't write tag like my name. Said, I bought this kind of perfume. Yeah. Wow, how nice. What's the name of the perfume? We know the perfume. As we are aroma of Christ, we should, wherever we go, we reflect the aroma of the Lord. Do we? If you are, you do. If not, there is a hope. There is a way. There is a chance that we can keep doing. Lord, help me to be a real light. Help me to be a real soul. Help me to be a real aroma. Let's come with prayer. Prayer. Also, God answered the prayer, those who turn away from their weak way, to 2 Corinthians 7:14 and Acts 8:2. What amazing God that He threw us our sin threw away. And if you be a greatest sinner, but the blood of Jesus qualified to forgive your sin. And to cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. But God will not answer the prayers of those who disobedience to God's law. Proverbs 28:9. Or those who mistreat their spouse or husband. That's according to 1 Peter 3:7. And another religion. You call to mistreat them once. But our God will not answer our prayer that we mistreat our spouses or our husband. Self-righteousness, Luke 18:9-14. Dear brother and sister, if you experience God answer your prayer, keep doing what you do. Be more close to the Lord. Be more obedient to Him. If you feel that God not answering your prayer because of disobedience or mistreat your spouse or self-righteousness or unforgiveness toward others or have unforgiven sin in their lives, there is a hope. There is a hope for those not experiencing God's forgiveness. And today, there is a chance. And God, He knocks the door. If you are willing, He's always He's willing. And He's opened His heart. Come to Him. And He will listen to you. And He comforts you. And He will change your heart. Change your eyes. Change your steps. Change our attitude. It changes the way that we look to others. Prayer is powerful. For God's hand, that we are willing to do God's will. You know, there is a lot of prayer warriors in the Bible, like Abraham, Ezekiel, Nehemiah, Gideon, you know, Elijah, many. And but Jesus is the greatest example. And when we look to Jesus for his prayer, we must not only follow the footprints of Jesus, but in the knee print as well, if I can say this. We need to follow Jesus, not just as footprints, a knee print. They only asked Jesus, the disciple, to teach them one thing. Do you know what? Pray. Not to be great preachers, equivalent or outstanding soul winners, or a great evangelism, or a great teacher. They said, not to be a great preacher. They asked Jesus in Luke 11:1, how to pray. How to pray. And Jesus always found time for prayer. Jesus was sometimes too busy to eat. John 4:31. Sometimes he was too busy to sleep. Luke 6:12. But Jesus was never too busy to pray, although many demanded his time. Luke 5:25. Dear brother and sister, we live in the world very busy. And the day after day, we get more busy and busiest than before. And the easiest thing we can sacrifice is the prayer and the time of the Lord. But you can invest your time when you are in the car. Just pray. We have this habit as a family every single day. When we sit in the car going to the school, we pray as a family. And our daughter Judy, every single time, she prays the Lord for all the week. Never she said, thank you, Lord, for today. All the time, thank you, Lord, for all this week. And every day is a week for her to praise the Lord. And maybe when you get tired, or when you are woke, prayer, it's almost like a decision, if I can say this. A decision as when you accept Jesus as a Savior in your life. It's a decision that you spend the Lord and pray. Not just to speak, but also you have to what? To listen. It's communication. It's our communication with the Lord. Prayer, we don't get God's attention with flowery words, but with humble and contrite heart. We learn to swim by swimming, ride a bike by riding, how to pray by praying. I encourage you that when you pray, pray more. When you pray more, God works through us. We can, but he can, and he do it through us. You can pray from your corner room, or your house, or sunny room, to pray for the lost in North Africa. Do you think God will answer this or not? He will. You didn't need to be in one of the North African physically, but we have to be. Spiritually, pray for people in North Africa and the lost. May the Lord bless you. And thank you for this privilege given to me. And I appreciate your patience for my illness. Let's pray. Can we pray? I will pray in Arabic this time. Ya Rab, Abuna Salih, Shakirinak min Azli Marahmak Al-Azim. محبتك الكثيرة أحببتنا إلى التمام نعظمك نباركك لأنك حي صالح في هذا الصباح الجميل نصلي من أجل الصلاة ومدى اهميه وقوته وقدرته. نعظم اكرامك في المحبوب يسوع. امين. امين. Thank you.